This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, good morning to you. Oh, man, that was a big crack. And it's probably going to be drowned out by the music a bit. That was not a good one. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Great to be with you. A little Guns N' Roses action on a Tuesday morning after my day. President's Day yesterday. Hail to me, the Chief, someday in the future. Hail to Seth Joyner, one of the great Eagles of all time, is going to, we think, be with us today. So we've been telling you, Seth, coming up at 9. We may have gotten our signals crossed. We moved a lot of guests. I don't think so, but I don't know. We moved a lot of guests from Monday to Tuesday. We kind of combined our Monday schedule and our Tuesday schedule, and I'd gotten word that Seth was good to go for today. Perhaps signals were crossed. I don't know. So while we await Seth, let's go back to the phone lines. We got an awful lot to discuss.
And while we wait, maybe Seth.
While we await, maybe Seth. That's exactly right. All right, 215-592-9494. So the Birds got it done, paraded, three, 4 days ago, whatever the heck it was. The game now 9 days ago. James, I got to tell you, I'm a little annoyed either at you or people on Twitter.
Oh, good. I'm happy that I can represent Twitter.
Jimmy or
it's a tough world to represent.
Yeah. A lot of people, like close to 10,000. And maybe I'm annoyed at both 10,000 and James. Hmm. So I put tweets out from time to time, not with the frequency Seltzer does, because I got, you know, what they call life. Like,
You actually might tweet more than I do. I rarely tweet, but...
James puts out a tweet Sunday.
It was clever.
This irritated me. John, Seltzer puts out a tweet. I don't even have it in front of me. It's basically like 7 days ago, Eagles won the Super Bowl.
There was a key ingredient in that tweet that made it. I said, a week ago, the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-6. In the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and
that was
the joke of the tweet.
I got you. All right. John, this thing got, as of yesterday, over 8,000 likes and all sorts of retweets. Now, I don't really care about this engagement thing all that much. It is what
Sounds
it is.
Like clearly you do.
A little bit. Well, supposedly that increases your Twitter followers, which increases your handle in society.
Seltzer puts out that.
And like 10,000 are like, yeah, Seltzer, I'm with you. That nonsense.
Be funnier.
I should be.
I liked it.
James, that was a gift. I mean, it's creative.
It was going to hit.
But you didn't think it was going to get near 10,000, right?
I knew it was going to hit. That's all I'll say.
My Lord. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How we doing this morning?
Super.
Still on cloud nine, Tom. Still on it.
Oh, yeah. Friday was awesome. I actually saw the most important part of the show during the parade. That'd be master tweeter James Seltzer.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Him and his family were out there. That was awesome. I don't know where the hell you are, Joe, but I got a bone to pick with you. Did you just say that Jalen Hurts is number 8?
No, I said top 8 because the guy said something about top 8. I think he's going to come in and probably some. I would probably put him 6. I think a lot
You're
of people
of
nationally
mind,
will put
dude.
Him 5.
Number 2.
I don't think he's top 4, but we'll say. We'll say.
Number 2, and he's closing in on number 1. Get used to it, Joe.
Yeah, we'll say.
right. So real quick on the Phils before I get to the Eagles. I think people are being a little tough on that, Mr. Dombrowski there. I look differently. I think he's going into the season like we all look at this team. We know they're good enough to make the playoffs. That's correct, right?
Yes. I mean, barring, you know, crazy injury, yes.
Okay, so what if he's looking at this season different from his previous, what, three here, and he's not doing anything now. He's going to see where they stand, and then come the trade deadline, he's going to load up then to fill in.
I hope so.
He's been so good at that.
Yeah, listen, hopefully, Tom, he's learned from that. I don't think his roster construction in the offseason has been faulty. I think his trade deadlines have been horrendous.
Right, and that's I'm going to give him grace till the trade deadline, yeah. See what he does then. Now, when it comes to the Eagles and the new OC coming in, why is it that when a new OC comes in, everybody's got to learn the OC's playbook?
So Greg, I thought the same thing last week.
Can we get an OC that knows Kellen Moore's playbook?
Listen,
sure.
I'm with you, Tom. Why make everyone relearn? I agree. I don't know quite how it works, but I tend to agree with you, man.
It's gonna have different language. It's gonna be slightly different. Terminology wise,
Tom's
but
point
you can
though,
have
is
it close.
Tom's point well, is, does it have to have different terminology?
Well it could.
Probably,
but why doesn't the OC learn the terminology that Jalen learned?
It's possible they'll try to do it that way.
Look, Seth will have better insight on that than us, but it's that has baffled me too. Tom, give me a great answer. A fictional party, you can win the Dave Matthews tickets.
All right, so I'll go to a very underrated movie. Don't know if you guys saw it. It's called Game Night. But when the actual kidnappers come in and everybody thinks it's just part of the game, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, Game Night's solid.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Very, very solid. All right, more than solid, the career of Mr. Seth Joyner, both as a player and as an analyst, as a player, a member of the Eagles Hall of Famer, Eagles Hall of Fame. I hope someday Pro Football Hall of Fame. And as an analyst, I would tell you just as good. He joins us a couple days removed from the parade. Good morning, Seth.
What's up, fellas?
How are you, pal?
Fantastic.
So, real quick, because I don't want to say real quick, it sounds bad. I want to get to all the parade and all 24 Eagles and all that. But last week when we had you in here, we did not talk about Eric Allen making the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Let's touch on that, because what a great thing for him, for your defense, of which he's now the second member of that defense, 91, in that era, to be a Hall of Famer, and the Eagles organization. I mean, Seth, it was a long time coming. It was a joke that it hadn't happened yet. But what a great accomplishment and great honor for Eric Allen, well-deserved.
Yeah, it was huge. And, you know, for my couple of days down in New Orleans, the craziest thing happened. I was on my way out to an event, and my wife and I leaving the hotel. I walk out the door, and guess who's standing out there trying to figure out where he's going?
Wow.
It was the craziest thing.
It's a great picture
like,
you posted.
I'm like, it was crazy. So, you know, I got to walk like 6 or 7 blocks with him and just chat. And, you know, I'm so thrilled for him. He is like class personified. And, you know, now that he's in, I can't wait, you know, to go to Canton and celebrate that with him. So well deserved. Should have been in a long time ago. But, you know, I'm over the moon for him.
Good. I hope it helps open the door for you, Seth. I'll say that. Sometimes it takes 20 to 40 years. Harold, Richie Ashburn in baseball, EA a long time in football. I think there's one more Hall of Famer from your defense. And Jerome may have been, obviously, if he had lived longer and played longer. But I believe you deserve it, and I hope it helps crack that door wider open. I just want to say that because I think you deserve it, Seth.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, for sure. All right, parade. What'd you think? What was your vantage point? A lot of people on TV, a lot of people down there in the madness. What'd you make of it, Seth?
Well, I unfortunately didn't get a chance to go down. I had to work over at 6 ABC during the parade.
Yep.
So, you know, from my vantage point.
But parade coverage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, from my vantage point, it was just absolutely awesome. You know, last time we did this, there was only in about 400,000 or 500,000. I'm like, there will be well over a million. This year, there'll be well over a million, maybe 2 million. But it was just awesome to, you know, see the guys enjoy the moment. And boy, some of them really enjoyed it.
Say that again, Sam.
It was really like a flashback to my youth because I can't even imagine seeing myself in that kind of condition. But a few guys really, really enjoyed it, and it carried over to some of the speeches. I mean, there were more beeps and and whatnot than yeah. you know you could imagine. But something like that doesn't happen very often. You got to take advantage of it, you know, in every way, shape, fashion, and form. And you know, I couldn't be happier, you know, for the fans of Philadelphia. You know, how many people, Joe, you would know this, how many people are in the city of Philadelphia? It's like the fifth or sixth largest.
Well, we've gone down. I want to say we're around 1.4 or 1.5, but I don't know. I know we've gone down
well,
a population.
Well, the city proper, there's all these like right. ways of defining it too. Yeah.
But if we're saying just Philly, I think it's mid
you're
ones.
Right. Yeah, 1.5 million.
Yeah. We used to have 1.5, more. I mean. And also I'm annoyed because Phoenix passes because they annexed towns around them and they count as Phoenix now.
It doesn't matter because yeah. you know what? I live in Arizona. And if they won anything, they'd get nowhere near that.
No, exactly. Exactly.
So when I'm sitting here and I'm looking at that, you know, a million five, good Lord. You know, obviously there's a lot of people from outside of the city
totally.
That came into the city.
Yeah.
But, you know, how awesome is Philly to be a city of that size and have that many people
showed up? Yeah. Seth, what about one of the things we touched on earlier in the show? We'll get back to the phone shortly here with Seth with us for the entire hour. Was there any one highlight moment for you? For me, it was Brandon. I had two. Brandon Graham, double barrel trophy right next to him as he's giving a speech. I mean, that is, like, powerful. The other was, you know, I had never seen a parade before. I wasn't there for the Phils in 08 because I was working at a radio station. I'd be back at the station, man, in the controls there. And then a couple years back when the Eagles won, you know, me, John, and James were doing a show during the actual parade, and we were inside with zero visual of the floats. So I'd never seen a float before. The other one for me was, as the first float came up, I think it was Sirianni, I'm not certain, I saw someone, and I think it was him, lift the Lombardi with the left hand. And I just remember thinking how powerful and, you know, massive it was. I mean, there's the Lombardi trophy for the first time for me on a parade float in front of my eyes. What stood out to you as maybe the number one moment?
Wow, the number one moment. I guess for me, probably when the first float came into visual, it was Jalen with the trophy and Jeffrey Lurie standing next to him.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. You know, could he have imagined that scenario?
Which one, Jeff or Jalen?
Well, Jeff's already been there.
Yeah, Jalen. You know,
For Jalen to be in that position and to be standing next to, you know, the owner that pretty much, you know, when you go back and you listen to some of the things that he said, he's the one that really caped for drafting Jalen.
I've heard that.
Because
from,
they missed on Russell Wilson.
I've heard that.
He made it a point that we were not going to miss on another potential Russell Wilson, and look at, you know, what it's meant to this organization.
Well, Seth, you know what I think lends credence to that? I don't know if theory is the right word. Possible fact? In the parade speech, Jalen Hurts thanked Jeffrey Lurie for quote, drafting him.
Mm-hmm.
John,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you caught that. Jalen mm-hmm. Hurts thanked Jeffrey Lurie for drafting him.
There's always mm-hmm. these subliminal messages when people listen close enough, especially when players talk, because there's certain things that they have to say certain ways and contexted certain ways.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That is
interesting.
You're shaking your head over there, John, like you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, I think that is a case in point.
Yeah.
Jalen thanking the owner for drafting him.
Well, John, your most
owner.
Yeah, your most brutal thing to probably have to talk about publicly as a player, and obviously not someone interviewed on the level of like Donovan or Doc, but you were in the locker room when the TO stuff was going down. You don't want to have to answer those questions. You don't have to be on the record, but reporter puts a microphone in front of your face and you got to say something. You're trying to toe a company line and toe a locker room line, and that's not easy. And then there's Seth just like, yeah, my coach's a puppet.
I appreciate someone who will say it like that, because I sure wouldn't have. Like, there's no way I could have gone there personally. Zach Bond said, how realistic is it that we can get him back here? We know that this is just, it's like a miraculous story. It feels like it needs to be made into a movie eventually. His ascension from scout team guy, special teams maven to all pro, first team all pro off ball inside linebacker. What are the odds we get him back? What do you think he's going to command out there on the open market, too?
From a hope perspective.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, I will say this. The Eagles have never had a history of paying a running back the way that they paid Saquon last year. So maybe a precedence gets set this go-round at linebacker, and, you know, they keep him. Now, I don't know what's in Howie's mind and, you know, how his team and how Jeffrey are looking at it. You know, it's funny because I ran into him. I ran into Zach. What was the parade? Friday?
Friday.
Ran into him Thursday night at a cigar bar.
He knows who you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went over and introduced myself. He's like, oh, I know. And N'Kobe Dean was with him. There's a few, I think Oren Burks was with him. And so we chatted briefly, you know, and I told him, I was like, you know, I hope. That somehow, some way to keep you here, because we haven't had a playmaking linebacker like you here in a long time, and this defense needs, you know, a linebacker like yourself. I personally feel like this is one of these signings. This is one of those guys that you can't play around with, because you've been searching for this player. You've been trying to develop this guy for like the last 15 years, and now you got him. You know, I guess the biggest mistake was, you know, and maybe it's a mistake, maybe it's not. They don't operate that way. The in-season extensions, they should have extended them when they started to see maybe week 8, week 9.
I mean, we were talking about this back
yes.
in at least October.
Yes, I'm like, throw something at him now, you know, and now he's, not only, you know, is in the running for, you know, defensive player of the year, first team all pro, you know, Super Bowl champion. The price just precipitously went up week after week after week, and he kept making plays after play, game after game.
Did he price himself out of the Eagles ballpark?
Well, it all depends on how much money they want to spend. Like, I did the numbers last year. I think they spent like $6.5 million at the entire position of linebacker last year on all their linebackers. That's criminal. That's just flat-out criminal. That's like, you know, we don't give a damn about the linebackers. What we really care about is the down four, you know, in the secondary, particularly the corners, because that's who they paid. You come back this year and, you know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, big deal. You know, when they let him walk the first time, I said it was a mistake. I said you sign that guy back, you figure out a way to get that done, and you make a choice. You either keep Slay or you keep Bradbury, but you don't keep both of those corners, and you get younger at corner. The next year, that's exactly what they do. They bring him back. They, you know, Bradbury, for all intents and purposes, you know, I know they talked about him having an Achilles injury. I don't know how true that is or how untrue it is, but, you know, that's exactly how it falls together.
Yeah.
So now when you have an opportunity to keep this guy and solidify your linebacker position for years to come, he's a young player, productive player.
Leader,
not just, you know, a player that goes out and just a tackling machine. He is a playmaker. You understand what I'm saying? And then you have, you know, the young Nakobe Dean, you know, who is going to continue to get better. You got the young Jeremiah Trotter, who is going to continue to get better. And then you can ask yourself, okay, what will Oren Burks get on the open market? Because we know that he's serviceable and he can play special teams as well. Do we bring him back? Now we got four solid linebackers, you know, for years to come that will continue to get better, you know, and thrive in this system. And for these guys, their first year playing in Vic's system.
Look, here, I'll tell you this from a coverage standpoint. So we're going to be down in Clearwater in early March. There's a couple days on a Thursday and Friday we're down there as a show. When we get back, John, on a Monday, I think it's Monday, March 10, that's when it all becomes real with who's...
That's the beginning of the new fiscal year.
And it's earlier than usual.
Yeah.
And it's coming up really soon. So my point is, you know, James, you know what a bonanza that Monday is. I mean, that's day.
It's massive.
Like, things aren't technically allowed to be signed, I think, till the Wednesday, but all the news...
trust me, it's already... the wheels in motion right now, I promise you.
So just know we're going to have all sorts of coverage here, both on our show, but also across the whole station for the next couple of weeks. All right, let's go to the phones. Martin is with us, calling from Chesterbrook. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, everybody. How are you this morning?
Great, Captain Martin.
Hey, good morning, Seth. Great to hear you make sure we don't lose sight of the fact that the linebacker position is here to stay and a priority, and the more buzz we keep on it, the better.
For sure, man. For sure.
All right.
It's what makes the defense – it's what solidifies the defense, because that guy is the most important position, in my opinion, and I may be a little biased, but because you're a hybrid, you're pretty much tied to the front. And
that's
you're
right.
Tied to the secondary, and neither one of those other positions are tied in the same manner.
Martin, I will say this one thing, because we'll talk about this a lot for the next 3 weeks.
Sure.
You guys know I want Bond here, honest to God, as much
absolutely.
As everyone else. But
it's still a business.
But
it's
there's
still
only
business.
So much you can have. Like, this might be, all right, I got to lose Goddard. Okay,
right.
I'm not going to pay him what I'm used to paying him. I'll go to Calcaterra. Goddard's out. I'm less physical on offense.
Can't do
I
that.
Keep on. Well, I'm just telling you, I mean – you're not getting them all, Seth. You're not.
Dallas is in the last year.
I get that. I get that also, Joe. You're trying to do the right thing and play a little devil's advocate so we don't just get stars in our eyes.
It's not just devil's advocate. It's just real talk. I mean, this is what Howie's got to rifle through in his mind in the next 3 weeks.
It's business. But on that note, he has improved on a part of his business, which is why we're really glowing about Howie Roseman, is that the draft thing got solved. Keep your pipelines open. Don't be close-minded. Continue to improve at the job that you do, which is obviously what Howie has done. I mean, the whole culture is in place now. It's starting to feel like a program, right? There's a culture. We're all talking about things as fans who get passionate and we ride the roller coaster, but clearly they stayed on mission and kept going, and it's not just the coach and it's not just the owner. It's all of them. So I'm going to keep the faith. The proof's in the pudding, but I do think that particular guy is a guy you have been searching for. He is the needle in the haystack that you go through players and you miss on to get to. And yeah. You know, statistically, you got to – I think we're all in agreement. We got to keep him.
Well, I'll give you another one that just came into my mind for the first time, how it ties in. Pickett's gone.
Oh, yeah.
You don't pay a guy 100%. First-round quarterback money in his fourth year when you have Tanner McKee who can be your backup and you got to retain these starters. Pickett's gone.
Well, but listen.
There's always a team that needs him, right, Seth?
Well, you can definitely trade Pickett.
The start that he had where he came out and threw the ball 41 times, yeah. that was the let's see moment.
And he did well. Yeah, he did.
And, I mean, that pretty much probably wrote Kenny Pickett's ticket out of here.
And if Tanner McKee did not exist, you could sort of justify keeping Pickett because quality backups are important, but I think you can trust McKee. I mean,
does exist and looks great.
Yeah. All right, Mark, give me an answer, my man. For the Dave Matthews tickets, what was a great fictional party?
I mean, it's got to be the party in Risky Business. That's an all-timer.
You got
it's a good answer.
We're getting a lot of good answers here today. 215-5.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.